The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's going to make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise, because it's already done. You are made for worship. Natural realm versus spiritual realm. Temporal versus eternal. Physical versus the unseen or the invisible. That's what you're dealing with. For you to go into your inheritance, you're going to have to get a breakthrough. You're going to have to break out of the five physical senses. Say amen to that. You're going to have to go to a place where you don't have to hear, see, feel anything before you believe something. Now, once that happens, you have just gone from the normal to the impossible. This invisible opens up an entirely new world of possibilities. Because once I'm back here now in the natural, logical world where most professionals are, then something is impossible. But once I break through, once I leave these five physical senses, all things become possible. Say amen to that. Because, see, I'm not by myself when I do this. I'm one spirit with the Lord. Say amen to this. So now, this scripture here, put it up, Mark 11, 23. He's talking about saying to this mountain. Now, what is a mountain? Mountain is something that what? Is impossible to move. Am I right about it? But who said this? Jesus. How do I know Jesus said it? It's in the red. So if He said it, He's telling me what I'm capable of doing. Because He knows how I've been designed. Am I right about it? So now, I've got to say something to see something. And as I do this, Lord have mercy. If it's a mountain, it's got to obey me. Now, I know I'm not by myself. I know I'm not by myself. But I'm leading the way here. Because it's my authority God's going to have to use. Now, let's keep going a step further. God does not need time. In the senses, you need it. But over here, I don't. So what I'm saying here is that many times the people of God don't see the miracle, the signs and wonders, the supernatural, is because they have never gotten outside of time, and they're trying to make God perform it outside of the now. Now, this is why you don't see miracles in churches, because the church many times has been conformed to this world. They have been thinking time, but God can take your future and invade your now with it. Now, once I step over the line, the only thing I've got to work with is faith. Because there's nothing else that can tell me anything. I've got to believe what the Word says, say amen to this, and not go back on my senses to verify whether this is so. Is this making sense to you? Now, so I'm going to speak to things. Then in the next verse, verse 24, watch this now. I'm staying on this for a reason. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray. Now, in this case, it's whatsoever things you desire. Say amen. So I got to come up with my desire. What's my desire? Now, I'm not talking about something that's ugly. I'm talking about my desire, something in the line of life and godliness. Believe that I what? Receive them and I shall have them. So it didn't ask me to pay for it. It asked me to believe for it. One more time. It didn't ask me to pay. See, you're looking at me, but I want to get this in your spirit. Because the enemy has sown seeds in there that, one, I got to wait on things, and the next thing, that this thing is impossible. There's nothing impossible. If it looks impossible, it's a deception. So don't even deal with that. Deal with whether I believe this or not. So I'm dealing now with the impossible. I'm not asking, is it possible? So I take my wife, and we're in Minnesota, so we go around looking at houses, and we didn't have any money in the bank except about, I don't know, $1,000, $1,500 or something. We just paid everything off. We were going for this thing. And so we went around about 3 days, had a Christian realtor to show us around, and we saw this house. But we saw a lot of houses. So we came back, and I said, the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, ask your wife, which one does she like? I said, sweetheart, God told me to ask you, which one do you like? She said, you mean which one can we afford? All right, let's read the scripture again. Verse 24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and what'll happen? Did it ask me to pay for it?
No.
Nope. What did it ask me to do?
Believe.
I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to really lift your spirits here. I said, God didn't ask me which one we could afford. He asked me, which one do you like? So God, with this verse, is leading us into a place where 99.9% of the time it's beyond your ability. Watch this. Beyond your paycheck. Watch it. Beyond your own education, Lord have mercy. Amen. That's what this verse is for. So he's leading me into a battle I can't win without this verse. I'm talking about in the natural now, because a natural man's going to say that's impossible, that can't happen. No, no, no. With God, all things are possible. So she said, well, I like that big white one on the hill with that circular driveway. I said, okay, let's get out and pray. Both of us, right on the side of the bread, we're praying. This is at night. Spirit of God said, get up and take your wife and go over there and point at the house. Claim that house. Now I'm pointing at the mountain. I'm about to speak to it. So I get up, got my wife, go over there. I said, house, you hear me talking to you. Now wait a minute. I've done this before. Because I read this before. And I just happen to be a person that is a doer of the word and not sitting up here just saying amen. So when my car wouldn't start and it was 50 degree below zero wind chill factor in Chicago, I went out there, car wouldn't start, something said, speak to it. I got out the car and I confess, I looked to see if anybody was looking. I got in the middle of the street because nobody was out there, it was too cold. And I said, car, I'm talking to you. In the name of Jesus. See, some of y'all won't do this. In the name of Jesus, start. I went back in that house. Now, what did I do? I just left the temporal, the seen, the physical, the limitations of a natural man. I just broke through into a place where all things are possible. I now release God's ability into my situation. Are y'all getting what I'm talking about? I went back inside, got a cup of tea or something for about a half hour, looked at the game, give God a chance to work. Now, where did I get that from? I got that from looking at him churching that fig tree. And then when he came back the next morning, it was all withered away. So I said, now I'm going to speak to this car. I'm going to go in here and get me some tea and look at the football game a minute. Now I'm coming back out. But when I come back out this time, I'm bringing all my books, I'm bringing my bags, because I'm going up to the office, and I'm going there, and I'm going out to this car like it's starting. I couldn't go back to what I saw in the natural that it won't start. I couldn't go and leave everything inside to go out there and see if it worked. That's not faith. So I go back and I take it and I, boom, car started right up. Now I did that, but wait a minute, that's not all I did. Then I had some bills. This is when I first did it. This is when I heard a man teaching that he spoke to his bill. I'm talking about a mountain now. I'm talking about you're much bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. And when you cross over that barrier, you're on the inside. When you come back over here in the flesh, you're on the outside. I had my bills. Heard the man say, put them on the table. Scramble them all up. Got off the table. Pointed at his bills. Command the bills to be paid off. Boom, 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 boom. Bills got paid off. I said, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. So I put the bills on the table. And one of them had a nerve to talk to me. I said, shut up. I said, I'm doing the talking here. Bills will talk to you. Late at night, they'll talk to you. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, be paid off, disappear, go away, be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Boom, 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 boom. Bills got paid off. Now, I understand I sowed a seed. But my point to you is that this works. Say amen to this. So what happened is on the house, once we did that, things supernaturally started happening. And this guy, what happened? We said, let's go over and meet the guy that's selling the house. He was an executive at Honeywell. And we went over there, knocked on the door, and he answered the door and said, oh, I remember you all. You came to look at the house. Yeah. He said, you know, I thought you were a nice couple. That's what he said, something like that. And we sat down and we talked to him a little bit. He said, well, I'm going through a divorce right now and so forth and so on. I said, oh, well, I look at my wife. I said, well, listen, tell you what. We just back off the sale. We just pray for you and your family to come back here. He said, no, we ain't coming back together. He said, now, either you're going to buy the house, or I'm going to sell some. I said, oh, okay. Well, forget all I said. Then. Give me the house. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I did. Okay. Well, if he ain't going to, you know, may as well get it. Y'all sit with me. Things start happening supernaturally. Now, you with me now? Because I'm in a supernatural realm now. Yes. Because that's where you're going to have to go if you're going to make heaven become earth, come to earth. You're going to have to go there. Now, watch this. So what happened is I went down to preach for Bishop T.D. Jakes. Went down there to preach 3 days. I'm preaching 3 days, and I'm preaching about ownership, taking ownership. And what I said is that Jesus didn't die for payments. He died for ownership. So we need to forget not all his benefits. Do bread come with this? That's the way they said it in the hood. All right, now, so what I did is I said, I'm going to preach 2 days. And then the Spirit of God said, now, have them to do what you did and point at their bills. So I told them the night before, I said, now, tomorrow night when you come back, bring the biggest bill that you've got to get paid off. I said, now, understand, God does not need time. He can take your future and bring it into the now. He can move time around any kind of way he wants. You don't have to wait until 10 years to be a millionaire. He can make you a millionaire today. He can move time from the future to your now. Y'all got to get this. So what did they do? I got them. They had the ushers to take up the biggest bill. I said, don't put two on there. Put two, you negate yourself. Put one. Biggest bill that you got or the one that you want paid off. So then I go back, come back to Chicago. But I got a word. Sent me an email. Somebody. Somebody who believed what I said. And so what did the email say? Praise report. Look at God. My mind is blown. Why? Because your mind can't get this far. It couldn't. It's got to be renewed to this. A family reached out to me recently and asked me if they could help me pay anything off. What would it be? I told them I would love to pay off my student loan. Loans. They asked me, well, how much do you owe? I told them I owe $160,000. They just mailed me a check for $165 and paid it off. Whosoever. That worked for that man at 160, and folks, take it from me, that's low. And it worked in a week. Cannot you have that same thing happen before Christmas? Now, let me share with you what I believe is about to happen. Because you're about to get the kind of faith that's going to start transferring people and property back to its rightful ownership. Hey, hey, hey. I'm talking about you're going to be calling in money. You're going to be calling in businesses. You're going to be calling in resources. Satan's plan was to have the church live on leftovers, to be the tail and not the head, to be the borrowers and not the lenders. I'm telling you, we're about to spoil his house. It's a lot of stuff he's holding that is not belonging to him, that has never belonged to him, and we're about to transfer it. Not only that, we're going to transfer the labor that went with it. Oh, have mercy. I'm saying we're about to see things come back to their rightful ownership. Satan doesn't own a thing, anything that he's got, anything that he's using people to hold. It's been been stolen, and God wants it back to its rightful ownership. We're about to harass the devil. We're about to terrorize the terrorist. And I'm declaring it's going to start right now. I said right. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I said right now. Now, let me give you one more thing. Sit down. Let me give you one more thing before we go. As you know, I talked about General George Patton. Am I right? All right. I want to go through this just one more time of what he prayed. Now, realize if God will do it with a person who attended that meeting at Dr. Jack, he'll do it for you. I'm here with you all the time. I said, I'm here with you all the time. We're going to prove this word. I said, we're going to prove this word. You had enough faith. You ought to be shifting billions of dollars into the kingdom of God. And don't deal with nobody who is behind this whole idea of, well, y'all getting too fanatical. Don't even talk to them. Just make it so that that don't come into your system. I'm putting something in you now that the devil hates. I'm telling you, the devil's trying to stop this word, but I'm here with you. I'm going to stay with you. We're going to get God in your house, in your Now, listen to this. Sit down. Let me just give you that. I got to go. This is General George Patton's prayer. Now, listen at this. Woo! Woo! Man. Feel the Holy Ghost. Now, here's what he said. Here's what he said. Remember, nothing can stop you. Here's his prayer. Here's what he prayed. Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech you of thy great goodness to restrain these immoderate rains. Now, this is weather he's praying against, because God is not behind that bad weather. That's the devil behind that bad weather. And from now on, we forbid a snowstorm this winter. Forbid it. Now, I'm letting a little snow come in because the kids want some snow. Say amen. But no snowstorms. No shutting down electricity. Come on, no, come on, come on. We got something to say. In moderate rains with which we have had to contend, grant us fair weather for battle. Graciously hearken to us as soldiers who call upon thee, that armed with thy power, we may advance from victory to victory. Notice, no losses, only victories. And crush the oppression and wickedness of our enemies and establish, here's the word, thy justice among men and among nations. I'm here to tell you in Isaiah chapter 61, that's what he talked about. Verse 7 first. For your shame you shall have double. God's about to turn around everything that's made you ashamed. Verse 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. Put justice in your Bible. And I hate robbery. Verse 9, and their seed, that's you, shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see you will acknowledge that you are the seed that the Lord has blessed. Everything held up is being released. Right now. I said it's going to start right now. I didn't ask you which house do you afford. I said, which one do you like? Which car do you like? Which job do you want? Which business do you have? Which contract do you want? Now give God some praise and let's just worship God.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by today's teaching. Now, this is the closing series on the power of prayer and praise, volume 3. Now, here's a very important point you want to remember. Now, the spiritual versus the natural realm. Now, these are two realms here. One is seen and the other unseen. Now, for you to go into your inheritance, you'd get real action in prayer. You're going to have to be able to go beyond the seen so you don't have to hear or feel or see anything to believe it. You just only believe what the Word of God says, and what you speak will come to pass, and you'll see powerful results in prayer. The announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful 4-disc series on the power of prayer and praise, volume 3, and I'll be right back.
Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's going to make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise, because it's already done. You are made for worship.
Govern the authority of your words. Increase the force of your belief and embrace the peace of your worship. In Pastor Winston's life-changing 4-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3. To order on CD or DVD, contact us online at billwinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327. Experience a new world of unlimited possibilities in The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3.
Now, here's the last word for you. Once you break through and leave the five senses, which is what you're going to have to do to get effective prayer, then all things become possible. You know, when you talk about whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them, that's talking about the impossible. You're going beyond what's possible. You're reaching now into something that is impossible. So what you have to do in that particular area is believe the word. Now, don't go back and try to verify it with your senses, whether or not you feel that or goosebumps or whatever. Just believe you've received it and you'll have it. Praise God. Until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.